Yeah, hello everyone. God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ.
God bless everyone.
God bless.
So that's just some really great sharings that we've heard, and just, yeah, you know, just really allowing God to go to work. And, you know, He is for us. He has truly set us apart from, you know, this world, the ways of the world, because, you know, as Dad was saying earlier, you know, this brings us down. You know, saying what the world says is not what God wants us to be doing, and, you know, we want to do the will of God. And when we say what God says and apply and walk in the principles that He has set before us, then He can really allow us to be blessed and to really make us prosper and be fruitful in everything that we're doing. And that it is by Him. Like, God is the one that does the work, and He will, you know, as we're getting in relationship with Him, and as we're, you know, giving our heart to Him of what we want, you know, having the vision, having our hearts really upon Him, you know, because we want the vision, we want God's vision, and where there's no vision, you know, the people perish. We will perish if we don't have goals, if we don't have visions, you know, to do the will of God in our life. You know, we will become cool, like we'll become cold, and soon enough we're doing the same as the world. But, you know, God really has set us apart to be those shining lights, and that when we just be, you know, really fully persuaded in what God has done and what He has been able to perform, like, this is where, like, it just was popping in my heart this morning on my way to work. I was just praying and speaking in tongues and really just, you know, going to God and just asking Him. And, you know, what came to my heart was, you know, how Abraham staggered not, and that he was fully persuaded, that he was really persuaded on what God had promised him. And that God surely did perform that, right? And so, like, when we truly go to God, and when, you know, we do have situation and circumstances that come up, you know, when we take these issues to God, that, you know, we really are fully persuaded that God is gonna do it, that God is taking care of it. And, you know, God is a loving God, He's a Father, and, you know, He is teaching us, and He won't give us anything that we are not able to, you know, more than what we can handle. And that He's a loving God, and He really just wants us to know that He is guiding our steps, and that the devil has no authority in your life. That even God has said that we now have the power and authority where the devil was under our feet. And so, like, this is just so awesome. We live from the right-hand side of God, and that we really are a witness here on the earth. Here, people need to hear these wonderful message that God has, and that is that we are well, we are blessed, that God has done all that needed to be done, which was sending His Son, Jesus Christ. And I do want to go to a scripture that God's really been burning on my heart, and it's in 2 Timothy 1:1, and this just really blessed me, because, like, God does have a great plan and purpose for our life, and are we fully persuaded with what God has said? Like, you know, that as we believe that God sent His Son, and that Jesus Christ died for us, and that same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives within you. So that Spirit that raised Jesus, so when Jesus was dead, God raised Him up by His Spirit, which now lives in us. So, like, we have great power and authority dwelling within inside of us, because we believe in our hearts that God raised Him from the dead, and that we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so we all know this. So if we go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, and I'll start in verse 7, and it says, "For God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So we know, like, if there's fear in one's life, we know that this is not from God. Like, fear is not from God. And so, like, we have power and authority over fear with power, love, and of a sound mind. And how do we operate in that? Is that we're fully persuaded that God, what God has said, it outweighs the fear that is trying to present itself in your life right now. So, like, this is a great way to demolish fear. You know, you say what God says out loud. If that's what you have to do, you say it out loud and you proclaim what God says. So, like, again, Dad was saying, is the confession of what, you know, what are we saying? Because, you know, faith is very simple to me. You know, faith to me is the action that you do in your life. That is faith. You know, you will do what you believe, right? So, like, people who are used to living like the world, that's all they know to believe, is to believe the news and the narrative that is being shown towards them. Or, you know, you might not have been brought up in a Christian household or whatever, so you have a way of believing. But now there's a more excellent way to believe, which is Jesus Christ's way. We're to follow the ways of Christ. And so we say those right words, the right words, which are not negative words. They're positive. And people might say, "You're crazy, man," because of the physical situation going on in front, and you're saying the opposite, people will call you mad. But the more you say it and believe it within your heart, God will perform it. God will bring it to pass. Like, this is without a shadow of a doubt. Like, I am a witness to the power of the living God. Like, I have seen God do mighty things. I've seen God go to work, heal the sick, cast out devils, waiting yet to see the dead raised, but it will come very soon. You know, because nothing is impossible with Him, with our living God. And it's just having that mindset of knowing that nothing is impossible and believing it within your heart. Like, when I tell people I believe in God, you know, I work on a building site, and I'm telling you, a lot of people don't believe in God. But when I will proclaim, and they will say I'm mad, but I will continue to confess what God says. And then I let my life be lived. I live with Him. And, like, it's your lifetime now with God. Like, you can't live yesterday. Yesterday's gone. Okay? You can't live tomorrow because it's not yet come. But you're alive now. And what you do now will impact your future. The words that you speak now will bring forth that what you have sown into fruition. So if you're speaking bad, that is what's going to come.
Yeah.
That is what's going to come. So we don't get into the, you know, the bickering or the gainsaying, but we say what God says. We keep it to what God says. And Jesus Christ was the pure witness of this. When He was on earth, He spoke what God spoke. Jesus Christ says, "I only say what I hear the Father say." So, like, the right there is the key, that we say what God says, not the negative, not the negative. So anyway, I would like to read on. And in verse 8 it says, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, Paul, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." And I really love that. You know, we're not to be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. You know, that we are to proclaim boldly. You know, it says in Romans 1 that, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, you know, not to be ashamed, but to speak boldly. And then it says, who have saved us. Okay? God has saved us. That word saved in the Greek is sozo, and is to be healed, protected, to be made well. You know, so if you've got sickness, you are to be made well by faith, by believing the finished works of Jesus Christ. That who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. It's not according to our works, like my dad was sharing earlier. It's not that what I do that makes me great, okay? That's why I'm saved. I'm saved because, you know, I'm so good, I can pray, I can do this. No. It's by faith. It's by believing on Jesus Christ. So that who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. So it was according to God's purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So God had already said, you're mine. Like, God already had you. That means if you're born again at 3, or born again at 73, like, God has had his hand upon your life. God knows each time, each day. Like, he is with you. His plan and his word will not return void. That's a promise right there, because he's faithful, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, you know, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, through the good news. And this just really speaks volumes to my heart. You know, let me just read number 10 again, because it says, but is now made manifest. What's made manifest? The grace, the purpose, you know, that God has set before us, that when we would believe, that we get to walk in this fullness of grace, fullness of life and abundance and being blessed in every area of our life. Because, you know, when you go after things of yourself, pleasing yourself, that only lasts for a short while. And I always loved it, because my mum and dad always used to say to me, you know, with God, it lasts, it's fruitful, it's long-lasting. But with the devil, you're only pleasured for a little while, and then the drama comes, in whatever capacity that may be. Verse 11, it says, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and the teachers of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. Now, guys, do we know who we believe? Do we really know that I know whom I have believed? And I'm persuaded. See, there it is, that word persuaded. You know, Paul was persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And that just sums it all up from the very time that God wanted us to be saved, to give us grace, to let us to enjoy the fullness of this life with him. You know, it's just so powerful. And I'll just quickly flip over to Romans 4. And it says in verse 20, I'll start in 19 actually. And Abraham, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So even though he was 100 years old and Sarah's womb was dead, God said, you will have a kid, you will be the father of many nations. Yet in the physical, it just didn't look real, right? It just didn't look like that was possible. Sarah's womb was dead and Abraham was 100. But with God, all things are possible. 20, he staggered not at the promise that God made to him. Like, he did not stagger through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, God had promised, he was able also to perform. And so, like, our God is able to perform in your life. Like, it doesn't matter how big the mountain is, it doesn't matter how small the mountain is, it doesn't matter how big the devil is or how small the devil is, like, he is under your feet. God has positioned you on his right-hand side to rule and reign in this life by one Christ Jesus. So, like, we have been bought with a precious price, and that was with the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, like, you are now endured with power from on high. You can heal the sick, you can raise the dead, and you can cast out devils. Like, you are abundantly blessed in every area of your life. And that is what God has preordained before the world began for each and every person that would believe on him, that would believe on the words that are spoken. Like, we are victorious. The battle is already won. And, like, I want to encourage you and exhort you that you be bold. Be bold in what you believe in. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't be downhearted if other people don't believe. Like, your life and the way you conduct your life with God, he will make you fruitful. He will make it last. Everlasting. Like, that's our God. Our God is an everlasting God. And it's just so amazing to be able to really live this life trusting and resting in him, knowing that it's not by what I do to be saved, but rather through faith and believing. So, like, I really encourage you to be fully persuaded in what God has said. Be fully persuaded in when my dad is sharing as well. Like, when my dad shares, he's not just my dad. Like, I take the words that come from his mouth as the living word from God. You know, like, every word that he speaks, I don't take it as Lawrence. I take it that God is working through him. And because I know because I do this, God is revealing to me, he's teaching me, because my heart is humbled to learn and to grow. And, like, it's not about me. It's about the movement of God's word. It's about seeing people delivered from darkness. Like, they've been taught a lie, but yet we hold the truth. So we need to share the truth, because, you know, people need to be set free. And that it's only by the goodness of God that will lead men to repentance. So, like, you have the goodness of God in you, and you are a chosen people. Remember that. God has chosen, like, you. You sat right there now. God has chosen you to speak thy word, to speak his word, the living word that dispels darkness and energizes faith. So, you know, I encourage you, get in your prayer closet, call unto him, and expect great and mighty things for your life. And you watch God perform it like he performed it for Abraham and many other people in the Word of God, in the Holy Scriptures. He will surely perform it for us. So, bless you guys. Love you.